This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, represents the state's 4th Congressional District, and he's the new chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives, which I believe is at its largest membership ever, given the influx of new and conservative freshmen from the midterm elections.
Exactly right. We're at 175, and 70-some of the 87 freshmen are our members, and these freshmen are strong. They are strong conservatives, and it's just great to see.
And there's two major issues related to the RSC's work that we want to talk about today. One of them, sir, of course, is the spending issue, and that was a major issue throughout the midterm campaign. And we're looking at a huge debate over whether or not to raise the debt ceiling coming up here soon. Also, the RSC coming out with about $100 billion in proposed spending cuts, and that's where I'd like to start, because the Republican leadership now bringing out, I guess, somewhere between $70 and $80 billion in spending cuts. What's your sense on how good of a first step this is?
Well, no, things are moving our direction. The initial proposal was like 58 and then 74, and now we're getting it even moved closer and closer to 100. We think it's important to hit 100. That's a number in the voter's mind. That's a number in the taxpayer's mind. That's a number that was included in the pledge. And while we're already several months into the fiscal year, the fact remains we got a $1.5 trillion deficit announced 2 weeks ago, $200 billion more than anyone expected, record deficit at a time with record debt. It seems that we can do 1/15 of the deficit in savings on this continuing resolution, this bill that funds the government for the rest of this year, and then look to in the budget and in the debt ceiling debate and moving forward in the 2012 appropriation cycle, get even more savings for the taxpayer and begin to put this country on a sustainable fiscal path.
And in terms of the areas that have been targeted so far and that you'd like to see targeted, of course, the reaction from the Democrats is that you're targeting the most vulnerable in society. What's been the strategy from Republicans as you put this together?
No, look. The point is, if it all caves in, we can't help anyone. We won't have the America that we won't maintain this greatest country in history. The point is, our numbers are getting so bad. The debt to GDP ratio, deficit to GDP ratio, are so serious, comparable here in just a very few years, comparable to the numbers we saw with Greece and Portugal and Spain and Ireland, these countries that we read about on the front page over the last year. So it is that serious. And the point is, if we don't get control of this, and recognize what American families and small business owners recognize all the time, that you can't keep spending more than you take in. Until we figure that out, we're never going to solve this, and we're never going to be able to maintain this great country and do the services and do the programs and do the things that government is actually supposed to spend money on. That's the bottom line point, and that's what the left misses. They think you can just keep spending and borrowing and spending and taxing and spending and they think this thing goes on forever, and it can't. And the people understand that, and it's about time the political class had the courage that the American people have.
In terms of the voters now, obviously they definitely like the idea of smaller government, reduced spending in general. What is your strategy in terms of the public relations, and do you think it's going to be a fierce public relations battle as you defend the cuts that you obviously believe are necessary and most of the voters in general thought were necessary?
Greg, great question. I think in my time in public life, I have never seen the American people more receptive, more ready for the tough love measures that need to be taken to put this country back on the right path. American people love their country so much, they're saying, you know what, if we have to make some short-term sacrifices, if we have to do with a little bit less to save the country for our kids and our grandkids, we're willing to do that. The question is, and I said this before, the question is, will the politicians, the political class, have display the same kind of courage and the same kind of commitment that the American people have?
Last question on this front, and that's the issue of entitlement reform, the most quickly growing amount of spending and certainly a major percentage of the budget. When will the RSC be coming out with some very specific ideas on how to reform that?
Good question as well. We introduced our Spending Reduction Act 3 weeks ago. This goes after discretionary spending, and as I said at the press event, that it's a good first step. It would save us $2.5 trillion over the next decade. So that's a good first step, but you're right. We have to look at everything, and that includes entitlements. And we have to be willing to say, look, some of the ideas of moving to a more empowerment-type approach, particularly with Medicare, empowering means testing and empowering families with a voucher that they can then use to go purchase insurance on the private sector. In the private sector, that's the way to go, what I would define as a defined contribution type of approach to things versus a defined benefit type of approach. We have to move in that direction. The whole world has moved that way. Somehow the federal government has not. But that has to happen because that's where the long term that will bankrupt the country.
You going to find any meaningful bipartisan support on this?
I hope. You know, I actually like what Congressman Ryan has proposed, and it's basically what I just described relative to Medicare. And what you have to do to save those, to save Medicare, to save Social Security, you have to reform them. You have to move in this direction, or you can't save them and meet the commitment and the promise we've made with the American people. So I think that it's the right way to go. Whether we get Democrats to buy in and be helpful in this, that remains to be seen.
We're talking with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, represents his state's 4th District. He's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee. And the other issue, as we mentioned in passing, is the debt ceiling. And you are a co-sponsor of what's known as the Full Faith and Credit Act, yeah, along with Scott Garrett, Virginia Fox, Tom McClintock, and Pat Toomey's got a Senate version of this over on that side of the Hill. What's your sense on whether or not the debt ceiling should be raised, what concessions would need to be made, and explain how this act fits in with that?
Look, I mean, as a conservative, there's no way I'm going to vote to raise this thing unless we get the kind of reform and the kind of spending cuts that are actually going to help put America back on the right path. Part of this debate, though, that I think is important is to get this Full Faith and Credit Act enacted before we go into the debt ceiling debate and before we actually deal with that legislation, because this would basically take off the argument that the spin we've been hearing from the White House, which is, oh, if we go past some date in the future, we're going to default on our payments. That's just not true. But what this bill would do is explicitly state what I believe the Treasury already can do, but it puts it in law, and it says, look, you're going to pay your obligations first, pay the bondholders first, which I think would be the practice anyway, pay Social Security second, and you got plenty of money to last you several months. Because remember, tax revenue is still coming in, and particularly the Tim Geithner said this debt ceiling was supposed to be approached at the end of March. Well, think about it. In April, May, there's lots of tax money coming in as people April 15th when people pay their taxes. So revenue is still coming in. We think this helps us as we debate and try to negotiate with the White House to get real spending concessions and real reform, possibly even a balanced budget amendment as we move forward. So this Full Faith and Credit Act is something I think would be helpful. And Senator Toomey was in and spoke with the RSC yesterday about this very piece of legislation.
And what's your optimism on that getting passed?
I actually hope that we can get it done before. There's likely to be an amendment, I think, offered by Congressman McClintock here in the House of Representatives on the floor to the CR. So I'm hopeful that can get passed.
Last quick question before we let you go. If you look at some of these more liberal outlets, MSNBC and others, they spend a lot of time lately talking about what they perhaps want to see or perhaps think they see as a schism between the more Tea Party portion of the Republican Party and, I guess, the more establishment part of the party. As you work and lead the conservative coalition and also obviously collaborate with the leadership, are you seeing that at all? Are you mostly on the same page? How would you describe
it? Look, I love, Greg, I love Mike Pence's line. He says, I'm a conservative and I'm not mad about it. And that's the approach at RSC. We think like Ronald Reagan, that we live in the greatest country in the world and we're defending the principles that make us great. And so we're going to do it with a smile on our face. We're going to fight. We're going to fight hard. We're going to push for our stuff, but we're going to do it with a smile on our face. So we have found our relationship working with leadership and nudging them and helping them get to where we think our freshmen and our conservative members are at has been positive. And we're seeing that play out right now with the CR, and that we think we've moved the ball a long way down the field towards getting this $100 billion in savings. And so we think the relationship is good. We want to keep it that way, but that doesn't mean we will abandon our principle in any way.
And we look forward to following all of these debates and many more sure to come up. Congressman, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You bet. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan represents his state's 4th Congressional District. He's the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, as we mentioned, its largest numbers ever. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.